نفس شوت من شين قبل ما تواب أورين ممكن تجدنا مقوت جنتي أو ما بتواب إن كاثوليكي إن أبسطوريك إن كتلسيين ديم نوتي أمين Remember, O Lord, those who brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward. ابن وما ثواب نوتي نوت في المروت إن جئف نوتي ميود بمن تكراتور في المروت إن جئف منغني سمشي Jesus, be a Christos, be in choice. Amen. Amen.
أمين. مبارك الرب الإله إلى الأبد. يا جميع الأمم باركوا الرب وتباركوا جميع الشعوب لأن رحمته قد قوت علينا وحق الرب يدوم إلى الأبد. أمين. هللويا.
Of Aragon, of Shuptener, of Afti and Swear, افتی توتین اف انتن شاعر اتا آیونو سای انصف آن مرنتی گرو ایرو فوپو سندف ارن ایرون خمپای ایو اتمام بانیم نیو تیرون تپن آنخ خن هرین اینی برین جفی پنگ راتون آر شاین سپن نوتی
رو سفیق زاسته
کریاله
The Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition. For you have called us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us, you spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God have mercy and compassion upon us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
نحن أن نكمل هذا اليوم المقدس وكل أيام حياتنا بكل سلام مع مخافتك كل حسد وكل تجربة كل فعل الشيطان ومؤامرة الناس الأشرار وقيام الأعداء الخفيين والظاهرين إن دعا عنا وعن سائر شعبك ونادي المائدة المقدسة ونادي الكريسة المقدسة التي لك أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قوات العدو لك.
Oh, May your servant and minister of this day, the Higumene, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, other people, my accept be absolved from the mouth, the all holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, from the mouth, the one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth, the 12 above, from the mouth, the beholder of God, the evangelist, the apostle and martyr, the patriarch, Saint Severus, our judge, the discourers, and the apostolic, Saint Peter, our martyr, high priest, and joint Christ, system, Saint Cyrus, and Bethany, Gregory, from the mouth of the 318 still in Nicaea, the 158 Constantinople, and 200 Ephesus, from the mouth of our honored father, the high priest, Baba Ambatodrus II, and his partner, our father, the Bishop Ambabulus, and from the mouth of Almighty, of yourself, for blessed, full of glory, the holy name, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and in all times, and unto the age of all ages. Amen.
Bye.
Thank you.
The servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the first epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God. Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other. For who makes you differ from one another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did not indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? You are already full. You are already rich. You have reigned as kings without us, and indeed I could wish you did reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last, as men condemned to death, for we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored. To the present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and we are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless. And we labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things until now. I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you. For through you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Therefore I urge you, imitate me. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
Catholic epistle from the second epistle of our teacher, St. Peter. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Hey. reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who are invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their holy blessings be with us, amen. So they went out of the prison and entered the house of Lydia, and when they had seen the brethren, they encouraged them and departed. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Then Paul, as his custom was, went into them, and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ." And some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks, and not a few of the leading women, joined Paul and Silas. But the Jews, who were not persuaded, becoming envious, took some of the evil men from the marketplace, and gathering a mob, set all the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Now when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, Those who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Jason has harbored them, and these are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, Jesus. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the holy church of God.
Today, the 28th day of blessed month of Hathor, may God in any goodness and renew it for us in peace and cultivate our sin and iniquity forgiven through the dominion and mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren, amen. This day marks the martyrdom of Saint Sarabamon, Bishop of Nicaea, during the reign of Emperor Diocletian. This saint was born in Jerusalem by the name of Simon, and he was a Jew. He was related to the family of Saint Stephen, the archdeacon and the first martyr. When his father died, Simon longed to become a Christian. The Lord guided him to go to Ambajon, Bishop of Jerusalem, who taught him the fact of the faith, the mystery of incarnation, the redemption and the resurrection and ascension of the Lord Christ. However, he did not dare to baptize him in Jerusalem for his fear of the Jews. The Virgin Mary appeared to Simon and told him to go to the city of Alexandria to Saint Theonas, the 16th Pope of Alexandria. He told him about his account, and when Pope Theonas was confident of his faith, he baptized him. He then became a monk in El Zogag Monastery outside Alexandria and lived a solitary life to worship for a period of time. When Pope Theonas departed and the Holy Father Pope Peter, the seal of the martyrs, succeeded him, Abba Peter summoned him after he heard about his knowledge and pity, so that he could assist him in the ministry. When the chair of the diocese of Nicaea became vacant, Pope Peter ordained him bishop over it. His flock rejoiced greatly, and the Lord manifested many signs and wonders at his hands. There were pagan temples close to the city, and he entreated the Lord Christ with fervent prayers until they were destroyed and were covered with water, and paganism was eradicated from his diocese. He also eradicated the heresy of Sabellius of Upper Egypt from the diocese. The Ecclesians were told that Sarabamon, the bishop, has abolished the worship of idols with his perseverance in teaching his people. The Galatians ordered Ambassador Sarabamon to be brought to him to Antioch. When Ambassador Sarabamon arrived in Alexandria with the messengers, he spent the night in prison. Pope Peter, accompanied by some clergy, came to meet him before his travel to Antioch. When they greeted him, they found him calm, full of inner peace, and saw his face as that of angel. When Ambassador Sarabamon arrived to Antioch, the emperor ordered to brutally torture him, because of his endurance, patience, and courage during his torment, many accepted the Christian faith. That forced the emperor to get rid of him by sending Ambassador Sarabamon to Irenaeus, governor of Ancyna, in Upper Egypt. Irenaeus was to torture him and to behead him by the sword if he did not change his mind. When Ambassador Sarabamon arrived back to Alexandria, Irenaeus was there. So he took the saint with him in the boat. When the boat reached Nicaea, his own parish, The boat stopped and no one was able to move it from its place. They took the saint off the ship to the northern part of the city, where they beheaded him. Thus he received the crown of martyrdom. The people of his diocese carried his body to the church with great honor. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also our to remember them in our supplications and prayers which we offer up unto you, Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them, those who are sick, heal them. For I, the love of us, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Alleluia.
spirito a voce o a consumento agli evangeli.
أنصت لسماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل معلمنا القديس ماري مرقس الإنجيل البشير التلميذ الطاهر بركاته أحد صالحا إلا واحد وهو الله أنت تعرف الوصايا لا تزني لا تقتل لا تسرق لا تشهد بالزور لا تسلب اكرم أباك وأمك فأجاب يا معلم هذه كلها حفظتها منذ حداثتي. فنظر إليه يسوع وأحبه وقال له: يعوزك شيء واحد، اذهب بع كل ما لك وأعط الفقراء فيكون لك كنز في السماء، وتعال اتبعني. حاملا الصليب فاغتم على القول ومضى حزينا، لأنه كان ذا أموال كثيرة. فنظر يسوع حوله وقال لتلاميذه: ما أعصر دخول ذوي الأموال إلى ملكوت الله؟ فتحير التلاميذ من كلامه. فقال يسوع أيضا: يا بني، ما أعصر دخول المتكلين على الأموال إلى ملكوت الله. مرور جمال من ثقب إبرة أيسر من أن يدخل غني إلى ملكوت الله. فبهتوا إلى الغاية قائلين بعضهم لبعض: فمن يستطيع أن يخلص؟ فنظر إليهم يسوع وقال: عند الناس غير مستطاع، ولكن ليس عند الله، لأن كل شيء مستطاع عند الله. وابتدى بطرس يقول له: ها نحن قد تركنا كل شيء وتبعناك. فأجاب يسوع: الحق أقول لكم، ليس أحد ترك بيتا أو إخوة أو أخوات أو أبا أو أما أو امرأة أو أولادا أو حقولا لأجلي ولأجل الإنجيل إلا ويأخذ 100 ضعف الآن في هذا الزمان بيوتا وإخوة وأخوات وأمهات وأولادا وحقول مع اضطهادات، وفي الدار الآتي الحياة الأبدية. ولكن كثيرون أولون يكونون آخرين، والآخرون أولين.
Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the fourth Sunday in Hatur, and I will go back with you for the last 3 weeks in Hatur. The first 2 Sundays in Hatur, we talked about the sower And mainly, all the month of Hatur, we are talking about the Word of God and how the Word of God is working inside me. So the first 2 weeks in Hatur, we talked about, and the Gospel, we're talking about the sower. The third week, is last week, it what we are talking about how to carry the cross. When I'm listening to the Word of God, I have to carry the cross too. And the last week in Hatur, which is this week, we are talking what is our goal for this word. What is the goal of this word? Why we have to read the gospel? Why we have to listen to the Word of God? Why we have to pray? Why we have to listen to what God is talking to me? It's only we are seeking all the kingdom of heaven. This is the 4 weeks of Hatur's. So today, the story of the rich man, young man, a ruler. And this story happened it's already written in the three Gospels, Matthew, Luke, and Mark. So Mark was very precise. He wrote very different words, and we will see that when we will go through the sermon. So a rich man, he came to Jesus Christ and he said, I wanted to inherit, Master, I wanted to inherit the kingdom of heaven. I will stop only in the many things. I will stop in this manner and would go through this one. This picture of this ruler or a rich man, it's a picture of dependence versus independence. He depended on something different than Christ. Exactly as me, I have something I'm depending on my life on it, not Christ. I'm not giving Christ the lead of my life. It's only I have many things in my mind, so I'm depending. That's why this guy, this rich man, young man, he came to Christ and said, I wanted to inherit the kingdom of heaven. And said, yes, for sure. It's very good. He has a good intention. But the problem, he has another idol in his life depending on, not Christ the first. So, four things he got right. I will start first that this guy, he came to Jesus Christ and he did four things right. Number one, he came with the right motive. He is seeking the eternal life. I come to the church every day and I pray. And I go to my room and I raise my hands, I pray. I come to the church also too and I take the communion. This is good intention. I come to the church every day, every Sunday because I want to, or I serve also to a church. It is a good motive. It's very good. And he was very rich. But, and also he found himself, there is something lacked in, something missing in his life. That's why he went to Christ and asked, I wanted to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Another right thing he did, he came with the right attitude. And he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him. You can imagine he ran to Christ and knelt. He is a ruler, and he's very rich. But he ran to Christ, so he came with a good attitude. Exactly as me, I come to the church, and maybe I'm looking for the eternal life, and I'm praying to God every time. I'm asking Him also to the blessing, the grace, and this is good attitude too. And I kneel before Christ. I kneel before the altar too. And I beat my chest too and say, forgive me, my Father. Have mercy on me. Good attitude. And also he's very humble because he knelt. And also he very courage because if you remember Nicodemus, he came to Christ night. But this guy, and he is a ruler, he came mourning to Christ. So he has no fear from anyone. Another good thing he did, he went to the right source. He went to the right source, to Christ. Like, who is the master here? Who is Christ? I wanted to come to him. So first one, he came, like first John, he said, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is true, God and eternal life. John 14, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Acts 4, this is the stone which is rejected by you builders, which has become the chief. You can imagine that he knew very well who is Christ. He's a master. So he has good attention, good attitude. He knows also he came to the source. He didn't do anything else. He came to Christ. And we are also too, when we pray, to pray, we pray to Christ. Who else we are praying for? The last things, he asked a good question and the right question. He didn't ask, for example, for a miracle, for food, like the people, because the day after, for example, like when the people asked Jesus Christ after he fed the multitude, they came to him and they asked also more. They wanted to see more miracles. But this guy, he didn't want to see any miracle. He wanted only to see, to know how to inherit the kingdom of heaven. So, four things he got right. Number one, good motive. Number two, his good attitude. He came to the right source, and he asked the right question. So he's a good man. And why he went, like he after he asked the question, why he go very sad? You have a good intention. You come to the church every day, and you have a good intention. You have a good that you wanted to inherit the kingdom of heaven. And I come to the church, I kneel before Christ too. I open my hands and I raise and I'm asking God, can you help me? This is normal. And I come to Christ. He is the source. Who else? So why this guy, after he asked the question, and with all this good personality, and he has no fear from anyone, because he came to Christ in the morning, and he went after that sad. There is two things actually wrong. He was filled with a pride. Number one. How pride and humble. He knelt before Christ. How he knelt before Christ, and you say now it's like he has a pride. Yes. Don't look to the body and the reaction outside. Look to the heart. It seems from outside he is very humble. He came, he ran, and he knelt before Christ in front of the people. Also the people say, oh, see how he's humble. But inside him, inside his heart was totally wrong. It's totally pride. He has a pride. He's proud of himself. That's why he said, oh, teacher or master, but he knows very well that Christ is not a teacher. He knows that he is God. That's why God, Jesus Christ, he answered him, why are calling me a good teacher? I'm not a good teacher. Good teacher, he is the God. So he inside him, he has something, okay, I knelt before you, but you're a good teacher only. So you are not God. Also, this is a problem of my heart when I come to the church. Sometimes I feel I'm proud of myself. I have some talents. I have some money. I'm very successful in my life. So I come to God and kneel. But I haven't, as in the Sermon of the Mountain, that said the first commandment was in the Sermon of the Mountain, blessing who are the poor is in the spirit. They will inherit the kingdom of heaven. Why we are proud of ourselves? So when I come to God, I feel empty. I feel nothing. David, the king, he came to Christ and said, I'm nothing. Moses in front of God, who is me to talk to you? Everyone came to Christ and is humble. He will receive more and more. If I come to Christ and I say I am good, so you will not receive anything. That's why he had a missing spiritual point, which is the humility, the poor in the spirit. And the second part which he got wrong, even he didn't confess his guilt. He knows very well, and James said too, for whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. He came to Christ and he didn't confess that I have a problem. No, he said, I wanted to inherit. So he came back to him. You know all the commandments? He said, yeah, I know very well the commandments. I'm very good in that. You know what? So he didn't say, okay, I have a problem in my life. I have something wrong. No. That many people come to for confession. Abuna, you know what? For example, this happened with me. For example, my husband do that for me, and or this guy and this woman. And after we finished the confession, I said like to this whatever who, I think that I have to give absolution to the people, not you. You are talking about the people, and you didn't talk about yourself. So you said what the people did with you, but you didn't say anything about yourself that you don't feel guilty in anything. That's why I have to give the absolution to you. I will give the absolution to all the people. This is exactly what happened. This guy came to Christ and say, okay, you know what? I'm good. I'm good in everything. So you know the commandments? Yeah, I know. Oh, you don't know? I'm a Jewish. I'm a Jew man. And I know everything about the law. And the Ten Commandments, I know by heart. You know the Bible? I know the Bible by heart. من الجلدة للجلدة. And you can ask me, I will tell you anything about in the Bible. Don't worry about that. Really? And you live that by that? The first commandments when Moses received it on the mountain, love your God with your soul, with your heart, with your mind. And the first commandment in Christ, when Jesus Christ came on the mountain, he gave it to the people. Blessed who are poor in the spirit. I can't receive and I can't love God and receive and inherit the kingdom of heaven unless I'm humble and go and like be a poor in the spirit. Have a poor in the spirit. Also, he's spiritual, he's independent. What does that mean? This is what we said before. This picture or this story, it's a picture of dependence and independence. His spiritual is independent. He depends on many things in his life. He has some idols in his life. And he has the money. I'm not talking now about ourselves. We're not talking about only money. No. I have to go back to myself and see what is the idol and the obstacle which is I depend on. Money, maybe position, maybe work, maybe kids, maybe husband, maybe wife, maybe whatever. I have something in my life dependent on, but I'm not depend on God only. He is not the leader of my life. I'm not asking him to lead everything in my life. In Luke 14, so likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. If I had, that's why all the disciples, what they did, they left everything. They left everything. And they follow Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ, he has to give him, okay, he knows very well now his disease. So he has to give him like a radical therapy. And he said, okay,
I will give you some like treatment now. Number one is sell. Number two is follow. This is the therapy that you have to do. This is the training that I will give it to you to do it to yourself. Sell and follow. I have to sell everything. I have to destroy the idol that I have. If I have something, obstacle between me and between God, I have to destroy it. And after that, I have to follow him, follow all the steps. But the problem, he was very sad in this point because he has many things. It's idol. He depends on this idol only. So I have to accept. I have to accept God as the master. Three levels of control. The top level, God owns me and God owns my possession, my possessions. And middle level, God owns me, but I own my possessions. The bottom level, I control myself and I control my possessions. So three levels of control. God control me and everything with me, like a possessions. Or there's a middle level. I control, like God is controlling me, but malakshi da'wa b'haga tanya. For my possession, I control myself in that. My possession, my money, and everything, I'm thinking about that. The bottom level is I control myself and I control also my possessions. Here is the leader. Who is the leader now? Me or God? Conclusion. In our life, we have a problem. And this is exactly what the devil now try to fight us, ourselves. We are very anxious about everything. Maybe exams for students. Maybe money. How I paid my mortgage. Maybe work. I have a bad manager. Or maybe they will fire me later, or I can't find any work, or I'm searching for a nice work, best one, or better than that I have, or what I will do in the future, or I'm busy and anxious about my kids too. What they will do in the future? I have to have more money, save money for them. Or what they will do at school, university, or myself, what I will do in the future. Maybe I need more, like another home, another house, a big house than I have. Or I want to change my car, everything. I can tell you whatever you want. Or I wanted to marry, or I wanted to have a baby, or I'm very busy with everything. This is the problem that we have in our life now. We are not giving God the lead. We have a problem in that in our life. Our life now is very busy with many things we think about, and the devil fired us with that. He found this is very good opportunity to take us away from his heart. What he is doing, he's doing exactly like that. He makes us busy with work, with future, with anything. And see, I'm not fighting you with any sin now. You know what is the meaning of the sin. That's why I'm not fighting with you with any sin. Now we are busy. So after a while, after 24 hours, oh, where is God? I have no time to do anything. I'm very busy. I have many idols in my life between me and between God. Even the service. If the service is an obstacle between me and between God, I have to take myself and go to my room and I have to pray. I have to go and to find a time between me and between God. This is the problem of this rich man. He went, and after that, Jesus Christ said, okay, sell everything and follow me. He said, I can't. I can't do that. I can't leave what I have. I can't leave what I have. So you are depending on what? Depending on God or depending on what you have? When Jesus Christ, he went to the mountain to give the sermon to the people, I was reading this, and I will try to find, because this is really very, very, very amazing, if you wanted to read Matthew 5, 6, 7, to know what is exactly the instructions and the fundamentals of the Christianity, and what Jesus Christ, like, built the church on these instructions. Read it carefully. So first of all, he said he opened his mouth and said, in Greek language, said here, it's a verb in past and continuous. So he's giving his instruction not in the past only. No, this is a Greek language in verb. The verb, it's in only, and it's in the past and continuous. So he took the people and he went to the mountain. He ascended to the mountain. And I had a question. He can give the sermon anywhere, on the sea, on the river, wilderness, anywhere else. So why you choose God, Jesus Christ, why you chose only the mountain to go up and to give the sermon? Because he only has a reason. While the people ascend to the mountain, they already forgot everything earthly on the earth, and they went to the mountain. So he rose them up to leave everything and to only think in Jesus Christ. And my question, when I come to God, when I come to the church, I leave everything outside, or I come to the church with all the earthly things inside? This guy, when he went to Christ, he just entered to Christ and he said, I wanted to receive and I wanted to inherit the kingdom of heaven. But unfortunately, he didn't leave his possessions outside. He said, I am rich. I have a lot of money, so I can't leave everything. However, St. Mark only wrote this word. And he looks to him and loves him. Before I say this word, this verse, I will read for you Matthew 10. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. And finally, one thing I will tell you. And Jesus Christ, looking at him, loved him and said to him, you lack one thing. He loved him. If you read this story in the three Gospels, only St. Mark wrote this word. Because he wanted to express how God loves me a lot, even I am a sinner. You can imagine that Jesus Christ, he knows very well at this moment what he will say and what this guy will answer. But even he didn't condemn him. He didn't tell him what you're saying. I know what in your mind. And if Jesus Christ, he looks to him and loves him. He loves him from his heart. And I was asking, maybe one day I was asking like St. Mark, how you saw that? How you saw the face of Christ when he showed the love? This is expression, I think, like the face of God, of Jesus Christ, expressed the love a lot. His eyes also too express the love to this guy. And myself, even I'm a sinner and I'm far from God, I'm depending now on his love only. And I know very well what he will do with me. So I know very well he loves me. That's why I come to him again and again and again. I fall. And I come again to him. I fall. And I come under his feet and say, forgive me, my father. Forgive me, my master. And he forgives me. And he forgives me. So, I have to learn today from this rich young man. I have to remove my idol. And I have to believe that God, that Jesus Christ loves me a lot from his deep heart. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Mother of our Savior, that he may forgive us our sins.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O struggle mental martyr, Abba Sarabam on the bishop, that he may forgive us our sin.
Jefes marot en jef yot nebif shirin em beb nev ma en thoeb. Tetere yase jike volt en oshte mos den ti onen.
En sofea theoproskumen kiri eleison, kiri eleison genumeth mi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God,
begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again, his glory is not living in it.
Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sin.
We look for the resurrection of the dead
and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Es muer in posi
que tobne mate so
ungo the great eternal formed man in incorruption, and death which entered the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled thee with the heavenly peace by which those of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic greetings.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our heart with your peace. Clean that from blemish all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil and telling death. And may God, Lord, through our Master, to greet one another with the whole holy kiss, that without falling under condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss, Lord. have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Yes, Lord, who are Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer an order, stand with trembling towards the east, let us attend.
Through the intercession of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us. Have mercy of peace, a sacrifice
the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Ach, sieh und gesinke, O you are my soul, Lord God of truth, being before and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven there, the sea, and all that is therein. The Father of our Lord and Savior and Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You heart hidden, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel on the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are Aaron, who stand the cherubim, full of eyes, and the seraphim, with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
Gross Homen.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, Holy, holy, holy. Amen.
قدوس قدوس بالحقيقة أيها الرب إلهنا الذي قبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم وعندما خالفنا عصيتك بالغاية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونفينا من فردوس النعيم لم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعهدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة ظلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذر القديس مريم
آمين
علمنا طرق الخلاص وأنعم لنا بالميلاد الفوقاني الذي من الماء والروح واجعلنا أهله شعبا مجتمعا وصيرنا أطهارا بروحك القدوس هذا الذي أحب خاصة الذين في العالم وسلم ذاته فداء عنا إلى الموت الذي تملك علينا هذا الذي كنا ممسكين به مبيعين من قبل خطايانا نزل إلى الجحيم من قبل الصالي
حقا
وقام من صعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يأتي فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد كنحو أعمالك
ورحمتك يا رب وليست خطايا
Empanishti, emistirion, enteti met efthevis, efteshgar etifi efumo, chaep onchem pikodmo.
Elisos.
confeci. For this is my body which shall be broken for you and for many to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Avot men in sapdi ipnon avton fe evol ken o en penem o ma o et af sheper mon
amen
af es mo ero
amen
af en agenzin e mof Drink of it, all of you, for this in my blood of the new covenant shall be shed for you and for many to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. كل مرة تأكلون من هذا الخبز تشربون من هذه الكأس تبشرون بموتي وتعترفون بقيامتي وتذكرونني إلى أن أجي.
آمين آمين آمين. بموتك يا رب نبشر وبقيامتك
استعد كرامه المقدسة قيامات من الأموات صعود إلى السماوات جلوس عن يمينك أيها الآب وظهور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وإن في كل حال
اسجدوا لله بخوف ورعدة
نسبحك نباركك نخدمك يا رب
Sit. Amen.
Oh, by oinkimen and if I fin soma, if o avento.
Tina, tia, amen.
Oh, by avod de on and if nenes no fiftaiot, in teti dia thiki in veri. Ento
ke palintena tia amen.
Give him for the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Bring us all worth for a matter to partake of your holy and to perfection of our souls, our body and our spirit, that we may become one body and one is spirit, and may have a shared and inherited with all the saints who have pleased in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
Which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox chosen and her from our remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop Baba Ambatovat Rus II, and his partner in the liturgy of our Father, the Bishop,
Ambabulus.
Pray for Archpriest Pope Avatoadros II, Pope, Patriarch, and Archpriest of the great city of Alexandria, and his partner in the Apostolic Liturgy, our Father Bishop of Abulus, and for Orthodox bishops.
Lord have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd of flock and peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Higamens, priests and deacons.
Subdeacons and the seventh order of the Church of God.
Lord have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity and the purity of all your faithful people. Remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us, O Lord.
Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator.
Remember, O Lord, the safety of this place which is yours in every place and in every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of all the city, our and all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord have mercy.
And those who dwell there in God's faith, graciously accord, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the river, and the sea, the herbs, and the plant of the field is here. Let them
pray for the air of the heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection and peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
To their measure according to your grace, give joy to the face of the earth, made fire be among only watered, and its fruit be plentiful, prepared for sowing and harvesting, manage our life, manage our life as deemed fit. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness, for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all, who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you, who give food to all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we, to have sufficient in everything, always may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, Lord, those who have brought unto this gate, and those on whom the envy be brought, and those by whom the envy brought, give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have
O Lord, that the command of your only begotten Son and share commemoration of your sins. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have pleased you since the beginning. Our only Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Priest, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessor, and all the spirit of the righteous and
in the things most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Lord. And Saint John, for about the martyr, the esteem, the dean, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mark, the evangelist, the apostle, the martyr, the patriarchs and Severus, our chief to discourse, and national to the apostolates, and Peter, martyr, and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, the Gregory the Theologian, the Gregory the Wonder Worker, the Gregory the Armenian, the 318 Sillan and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus. Our righteous Father, the great Ab Antoni, the righteous Father Abba Paul, the three sons of Macari, and all the children, the cross bearers. Our Father Abba John Degamin, our righteous Father Abba Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior. And our Father, Pope Kirillus, and Saint and Archdeacon Habib Gergis, and all the choir of your saints, through whose prayer and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
May their holy blessing be with us. Amen. Glory be to you, O Lord. Lord, have mercy.
And those whose names we have not mentioned, and those who each one has in mind, and those who are not in our minds, and those who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ, graciously, O Lord, remember the souls of your servants, Abu Tedros Ibrahim, Victoria Taufi, Rida Habib, Iskandar Asad, Suad, Mitri, Elis, Girgis, Milad, Aziz, Ishawak, Aziz, Manar, Manaratu, Mirbat, Bola, Bulis, Wabriel, Adel, Girgis, Rose, Munira. Graciously, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bottom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, sustain them in a green pasture by the water of Red in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away, in the light of you, O Son.
Lord, have mercy.
soul, you have taken repose in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the earth. Throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this, so also in all things, your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit.
لأنه جعلنا أهلا الآن أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونخدم اسمه العظيم القدوس. هو أيضا الآن فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة أسعاد أسرار الإلهية ظاهرك المائتة. Christos enje pipantokratur shoin sepanuti.
Amen. Praise of exhausty.
غير المرء غير المحار المستحيل غير المفحوص الذي أرسل نوره الحقيقي ابنه الوحيد يسوع المسيح الكلمة الذاتي الكائن في حضن الأبوي كل حين أتى وحلى في الأحشاء البتولية غير الدنس ولدت وهي عذراء Chant unto him, crying and saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your نحن الضعفاء اجعلنا مستحقين معهم يا سيدنا الصالح محب البشر لكي بقلب طاهر نسبحك معه مع الروح القدس الثالوث القدوس المساوي ونرفع أعيننا إلى فوق إليك يا الآب القدوس الذي في السماوات ونقول أبانا الذي في السماوات
يتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا للمذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد آمين
Jesus ben choice.
Fara semon to kere yo ekli inati
no pion so.
Amen.
Irene Pasi. Ari if me vim shonsen ninjan thovut yes moero.
Suti salmin ketop nevmatiso metopovo theo proskomen.
Amin kirieleison, kirieleison, kirieleison.
Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit.
Pansy,
get up,
ناتيميون ليتنون إذ غرست يتتيمون
آمين
مقدسون وكريمون جسد ودم حقيقي ليسوع المسيح ابن الله آمين The blood of man, you will, oh God, this is in truth. Amen.
Amen. I believe.
Amen. 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 الذي ابنك الوحيد ربنا Amen. 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 أخذه من سيدتنا وملكتنا كلنا والدة لله قديس الطاهر مريم وجعل واحدا مع لهوت بغير اختلاط ولا امتزاج ولا تغيير It was the good confession before Pontius Pilate he gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment in a twinkling of an eye, giving for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe, I believe, I believe that this is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians that said to us concerning them. Remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Ah.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Azamati
ملاك هذه الذبيحة الطاهرة بهذه التسبحة اليوم إلى العلو اذكرنا أمام الله الحالي
أفضل
الله العالي على أرض السلام
أمين الليلو يزوك سبتريك أيوك أيوك نرماتك نكاريك استوسيون أستونيون الآب تنوشي بولكو المجيو بنشوي سيسوس بخريستوس بميسي بولخلف يوت خاقو إني أونتيرو سوتي مونو ونينان كيري ليسون كيري ليسون Kyrie phlogison amin esmo erois mo erois tima tania koniem vambi esmo
mo pie Christus tenon
amin esejon
ya malik al salam aqtina salam akar lan salam akwaqbil lan akhtiya kol madlak al baraka al izzil abad amin اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين ان نقول بالشكر ابا الذي
نسمعك تتقدس اسمك ياتي ملكوت الشرق مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الارض كما في السماء كما في
السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في السماء كما في الس